as Western powers step up diplomatic efforts to defuse tensions with Moscow over Ukraine, European Union foreign ministers met in Brussels. After talks, joined by the US Secretary of State by video call, the EU's top diplomat said that should Russia invade Ukraine, the bloc would impose sanctions, although he refused to give more detail.
We reaffirm our full and unquestionable support to Ukraine, and that any military aggression against Ukraine will have serious consequences and massive costs for the perpetrator.
Earlier, the head of the EU Commission announced an emergency financial package to help Kyiv.
I am announcing a new financial assistance package to the country, made both of emergency loans and grants. First of all, the Commission proposes a new emergency macrofinancial assistance package of 1.2 billion euros. This package will help Ukraine now to address its financing needs due to the conflict.
Meanwhile, the head of NATO said the alliance would reinforce its deployments in Eastern Europe with troops, ships and fighter jets. A response, said Jens Stoltenberg, to the deteriorating security situation.
We are considering to further enhance our presence in the eastern part of the alliance. This could include the deployment of additional NATO battle groups.
The move by NATO has angered the Kremlin. It denies accusations by Western powers that it is planning an attack. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said, "We are seeing statements from the North Atlantic Alliance about more troops, pushing forces and assets onto the eastern flank. It is all causing tensions to rise. I'd like to point out, it is not because of what we, Russia, are doing. It's all happening because of what NATO and the United States are doing and the information they are spreading." In Kyiv, the US and UK began the withdrawal of some diplomats' families and non-essential workers from the city, although the embassies will remain open. The reduction of embassy staff, another sign that without a diplomatic breakthrough, the threat of conflict looms large. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera.